Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, you're off to a 4-1 start. It's the best start that you've had through five games in your very young head coaching career. What is the biggest difference to you as you embark on really the start of conference play and the holiday break and all that stuff? What's the biggest difference to you that you notice around the team, on the court, over the last 2 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think last year we had a similar kind of energy, it's just like a group of people that were locked in to getting the job done every day, as far as commitment on the court and all the extra reps and time and just an overall just attention to detail. I think we've got a group that, I mean, they want it and they want it really bad. But I do believe we had that last year. I think we have a few more shots going in right now early, which is different than kind of where we were at last year. So mm-hmm. That's going to help you pull out a couple close games. We also had some time on at home, whereas last year we were on the road, it felt like just a couple long trips. And this one, it's been nice to have a few home games here early. I don't know. I'm not sure a ton of a difference, but that's just the game of basketball and how, you know, it's literally a few possessions can make or break the feeling that you have. But right now, yeah, this feels good. I would take 4-on-1 for now, but we still got work to do.
Yeah, you talk about those close games that you eked out there. It felt like a lot of the close games you had last year, you didn't eke them out. Is that just about shot making, or do you think that last year sort of helped you guys in the sense of, we know what it's like when we're here and we've been on the other end of that, so now let's get on the right end of that?
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, I do believe this one could be about shot making. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was those moments where you looked around, you need a big shot to go in right now. To get that momentum swinging back in your direction. And last year it didn't feel like when we needed that big shot, that, especially early, you know, we finished the season strong, but especially early, just didn't feel like we knocked down that crucial shot when you needed it.
What about that shot making though? Like you have a lot of the same players on this team. Like, do you feel like they've just gotten better? They've gotten more confident, or do you have a more sense of confidence in your squad to hit those shots?
Yeah, I think a little development for sure. I mean, Olivia Gamoki, it was her first year with us in transfers. It kind of takes some time to kind of figure out what's the system? What do you expect of me? She did not come in with the mindset of knocking down open threes. That's been kind of a process she's been going through. We sat and watched a lot of film last year to be like, this is a great shot for you, this one. And she wasn't taking a lot early, whereas now, you know, she's not going to pass up an open shot, which is exactly what we need. Other than that, we do have some new faces. You know, you got Sadie Jarmolovich out there, who's been knocking down some open shots, and some young kids that are coming in. We've had some returners. We don't have a lot of, you know, people that have had a lot of experience out on the floor, but they've all developed, grown their game, and they're ready for their moment.
With these early games in the season, I know a lot of you college basketball coaches, you sort of like to get a lot of tick in there and see what you got at the end of that bench. And you've been known to have these rotations frequently to keep your players as rested as you can. But are you anticipating that same sort of philosophy when you get to conference play, where you try to keep everyone on the floor that's, you know, not healthy, but at least rested, if you will? Or do you sort of expect to play a bunch of six or seven players more so than not?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always, I would think most coaches in most systems would go that direction. I think most will rotate about 8 to 9. But where it gets tough is when you're not winning, you're not performing, and, you know, the job's just not getting done. So, you know, I think it's just tricky. Do you grab a group and you say, this is my group, but then if the job's not getting done, do you stick with that? or do you got to try some new faces out there to see if they can get it done? I think that's where it comes from. I mean, inconsistency in play is going to result in inconsistency in rotations. Mm-hmm. So until that stuff starts, you know, really becoming clear, I think we would have a pretty standard rotation within, I would say, probably about 9 to 10.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, we talked preseason about how You have all these players that can do a lot of things, and one of the names that came up was Vivica Bretton, who currently is tied for the lead with assists on your team. Having a player like Vivica, who is technically listed as a big, a four or five, whatever it may be, but she's been able to distribute well early on this season, as much as your guards have. What can you say about that aspect of your offense, where even the bigs are getting in the mix when it comes to distribution?
Well, I don't know. So yeah, if you check our website, we're positionless. I think the game of basketball has just gone away from positions. I would certainly not consider Vivica a big or post player or whatever. She is a guard. She is a strong physical guard, but we think that what she can bring to the table is she can outwork and she can be quicker. And then on the offensive side of the ball, she's going to present a matchup that's just very unique. You know, we'll head over to Concordia tonight and it'll be a different matchup. They've got an inside game and we've got to stop. She can pull them away from the rim on the other side of the ball. So as much as, you know, we've got a matchup with them inside, they've got a matchup with her on the outside. So, just been a different matchup, but we do bring in, you know, Paige Peasley, Megan Schumann's had some minutes, and some others, that could play that role too, that just everyone has to play their game and, everyone, yeah, it just looks different for them. They're obviously not going to play the same way as Vivica. But they have other ways that they can get the job done.
As you enter the holiday break here, I know some coaches, you know, kind of have a problem with it where you can't practice with them and they got to step away, whatever it may be. But for you, it's unique because you have the holiday break, you start conference play, you go to Houghton, Michigan as well before you come back, and then you're on the road for some conference play. So this is four straight conference games in the midst of a holiday break. How are you sort of managing that with the players, the practice schedule, and trying to keep them as warm as possible?
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant battle, but we are giving them 2 days here, so they'll have Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll practice Friday night. So we've got some that have to drive, you know, to Illinois if they want to get home to their families. And I think that's part of it, though, is just keeping them fresh. The last thing I want to do, I mean, if we can, it's not always something that we can do, but if we can, we can find a way to get them home, see their families. And I think just keeping people fresh and within a basketball season is also really important. So just finding that balance. And I don't know if there's a perfect scenario in that, but I do think it's important that they go home, spend some time with their families, and come back and get ready to I hate the word grind when it comes to the basketball season necessarily, but kind of grind out this next few games.
Why exactly do you hate the word grind?
Because it's not so negative. We're not, but it's a lot. Yeah, it is a lot to ask, but it should be fun, right? We're playing a game that we absolutely love with a bunch of people that we love being around. So I don't think it is a grind, but yes, I get it. I mean, basketball season is the longest season. You know, it stretches the second we get to campus until we head out, really. So they don't have breaks, and they know that, and they know that they sign up for that. I mean, they get to actually go home for Thanksgiving, which is a benefit. There's a lot of teams in our league that are playing during those, during that time. So yeah, we get 2 days. It's a benefit. And then we'll come back and head to Houghton. Yeah.
Still very early in the season here, Coach, but through five games and through the weeks of practice that you had, what's one thing that you're already keying in on where you want this to get better to become a more complete team?
Rebounding. Yeah, that one's a fresh one on my mind. I mean, we're going to be undersized. We can't miss on boxing out. We can't miss on being the more physical team. We just have to be extremely detailed when it comes to many things, but especially the rebounding side.
Have you considered, like, doing something schematically, defensively to sort of, what's the word I'm looking for, kind of emphasize the lack of size and make it, you know, more of a conceded effort to go for the rebounding, or is it just about effort in your eyes?
I mean, the system that we play defensively, we've chosen because it does put you in better position to rebound. For that reason, I think that's the whole purpose there. We used to run something else that kind of put us on mismatches at times, and it just didn't work out because it didn't matter how hard we fought, and we could have been perfect in the box out category, but it, you know, at times we just lost in the length battle. So we're in position. So, I think we're okay. We certainly considered doing some some gimmicky, you know, zone type things at times, and we'll see how it plays out, if that's something that we need to go to. But you still have to rebound out of the zone. That doesn't get any easier. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We got to control the ball out front. You can't let it get inside and get too deep, or we're not going to be able to board. You know, we can rebound the long ones. It's the ones that are going to be right by the rim that we're probably not going to always come out on the good end.
That's head coach for Winona State Women's Basketball, Anna Wirtz. Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And good luck with Concordia and the rest of the holiday season.
Awesome. Thank you so much.